Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with Hurricane Ann, Rusty Hoodie, who is ill tonight. He's just texted me a while ago and said he's got a lot of back pain, and so I'm going to send some well wishes out to him and hope he gets better. Got Virgil here with me tonight and everything. So we do welcome all of you. If you like, our number is 917-889-3890 is the call-in number. And tonight we'll be doing some brush up on the Kavanaugh and all the deep state and everything BS that's been going on. And oh man, I tell you what, I've been doing a lot of reading and catching up, and you know, with this investigation that they wanted, well, they're getting the investigation started. Hey Virgil, how you doing?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I am ecstatic. I just heard my president give a nice beautiful, strong speech in Tennessee.
Yeah, I saw that today.
For the governor, for the governor's race and the senator seat, and it was spectacular. He has a flair for showmanship, I can tell you that. And he didn't lie about anything. He didn't lie about anything. And they're running a campaign on facts. They're running it on the truth. They're not making up. They're not coming out and saying their opponents groped them, grabbed them, raped mm-hmm. them, stabbed them. You know, they're running it on facts. They're running it on record. And basically, it's the worst nightmare for the leftist, communist, Democrats because he used the word socialist. He used the word socialism.
Virgil, you remember I said back several months ago, I said, what do you want to hurt the liberals and the Democrats with? Use the fact of truth bomb propaganda at them. Remember?
Well fact of truth is not propaganda. Fact of truth is evident. You see?
Right.
That's the entire difference. We can produce mm-hmm. evidence. All they can produce is farts in the wind.
Yep.
They're hit. You smell them, they stink, and then they're gone. Then they come up with another fart that smells
mm-hmm.
worse.
They keep coming up with them until they fade away, you know. And the thing is, I was actually reading on this Ramirez lady that's supposed to be the other accuser of Kavanaugh and everything, and she has no credibility to her credit either, although they say they have evidence. With some text from way back in 97 and everything. And I'm like, wait a minute, they didn't have texting back then either. Same thing with Ford. You know, texting and cell phones didn't really come out to the almost 2000 and everything. Because I remember when I got my first cell phone was in 99, you know, and I still have it. And it's an ancient Alta, but, you know, I kept it. And stuff, but the thing is that a lot of these stories aren't collaborating together. They're not making any sense, you know. And it's fabricated. You know, I believe it cold hearted. And there's that one senator that said he was going to take down Kavanaugh, no matter how much it costed him. He was going to do whatever he could.
Oh yeah, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
I mean, Chuck Schumer opposed the nomination before Trump even made the goddamn nomination.
Oh, yeah. You know, so, you know.
I mean, people have to ask themselves, why are they retaliating so much? What do
mm-hmm.
they have to fear?
Mm-hmm.
What are they afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
You see, they've got to be afraid of something. They've got
mm-hmm.
to be afraid of something. You
well,
know,
here's
I mean,
my theory.
Back December 8th, 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The entire United States mobilized on the West Coast because
mm-hmm.
they were afraid that they were going to be that Japan was going to attack mainland United States after Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was their reason to mobilize, to set up
mm-hmm.
any aircraft positions, everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a reason. A reason. You go to the bathroom
exactly.
because you got to go to the bathroom. You eat because you're hungry. You drink because you're thirsty. There is a reason
mm-hmm.
behind everything.
Exactly.
There is a reason,
and
that they don't want exposed.
And here's my theory on it is this. Trump knows everything. He has all the secret, top secret classified files right in the palm of his hands. He knows what's in them.
I watch, people send me stuff all the time. And I
mm-hmm.
watched this guy, I think he was giving a speech to a Jewish community because it had Hebrew what do they call it? Closed caption. It had closed caption in Hebrew. And he was saying that the military was a gnat's hair away from overthrowing Obama, the United States military.
Mm-hmm.
They were fed up with him.
Mm-hmm.
They were tired of him.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
I talked about that a few months
ago.
They
said, hold up. And then they said, hold up. They went and talked to Donald Trump and had him run for president. He has the
mm-hmm.
backing of the entire United States military, not only the Marine Corps, like Russell says, not only that,
mm-hmm.
but he has the backing of the United States military. And they can talk about the polls show this, the polls show that. You know,
mm-hmm.
these are the same polls that said Donald Trump didn't have a chance to win the presidency.
Right, that's what I keep saying. I said the same thing, too, on that, you know. And if you remember, I said a while back, tempered on that. There was a militia up in Washington, D.C., and I know these guys very well down there. And I knew what they were planning and knew what they were doing. So did Hurricane, so did a few others. But we kept it hush-hush. You know, they were actually going to go in and help the military overthrow Obama that one day. And it's because they were going to take out the bridges, take out some of the, you know, stuff so there was nowhere that he could go and everything. But there was a snitch inside the militia. It was a husband and wife that ratted them out, and they got caught. That's why it didn't go down.
Wow.
You know, and this is a militia up in D.C., and these were well trained. These were well trained in ex, you know, some of them were Green Berets and some of them were special ops. And so, you know, these were specially trained, you know, and everything.
Well, all of that is water over the dam and under the bridge now. What we got to worry
yep.
about is right now. What we got to worry about November 6th. And,
yep.
It's going to be a dirty fight. You're going to see, you haven't seen half of what these sorry motherfuckers are capable of.
Well,
you have
already
not seen half of it.
But most of the Senate, it's for Kavanaugh, is already getting death threats because, you know, Lisa Milano, who's the actress up in Hollywood, she was inside D.C., doing a live feed, scoping out, you know, Kavanaugh and everybody else. And apparently there's a plan for a hit assassination on him if he gets elected, you know, into the Supreme Court. But also, they were saying that there's going to be bloodshed among American people that support Kavanaugh as well. So that tells me right there they're going to do whatever they can, you know, and it's going to be a bloodbath.
As a last-ditch effort, I'm going to tell you what. November the 6th, I'm going to suggest that we do a special show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay home. I'm going to make sure I'm home November 6th.
And, same here.
And
you know,
because this ain't going to be nothing nice. I mean, they're going to pull something. They're going to pull a last ditch kamikaze type thing on something.
Yep.
On something.
Well, if they're planning to assassinate members of the House over this and everything, you know they're planning something. And this leaked out just a few days ago, you know, because they were showing some tweets and all this by Milano, and she's a dangerous threat. I mean, you know, she's rich and famous, this and that. She's one of the leaders of the Antifa groups that supplies and supports it. So, you know, she wants to see bloodshed. Not just her, but some of the others up there in Hollywood as well, and everything.
Well,
you got
them Antifa assholes that done bought guns, and
mm-hmm.
you know they think they know how to use them and everything else. But I don't underestimate them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're gonna pull something. They're gonna pull something, and it's gonna be horrific.
Yep,
it's gonna be horrific.
That's going to be an assassination attempt somewhere on somebody, I believe. You know, I think that's what's going to go down.
Looking, I'm looking for some Timothy McVeigh action.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for some. I'm looking for some bombs to go off.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for some bombs to go off.
And they say the left ain't violent.
That's what I'm looking for.
And they're saying they're not violent and they're innocent. Come on, guys. Wake up. Listen to what we're telling you because, you know, we're not throwing bullshit away because...
That's why you've got so many people in this walkaway movement. They don't want to be associated with that, you know?
Yep.
They want to be associated with the election process, with one vote, one man, one woman, one vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they want to do this in a civil manner. You know, some of them, you know, they gripe, they bitch, they raise hell. But that's your right to do in America.
Yep.
You know, you can raise all the hell you want, raise all the opinion you want. If you've got proof that somebody's doing something wrong, you raise hell about it.
Exactly.
But when you resort to violence, you are not only stating a political opinion. You are a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Exactly. The same thing what Ford did. I mean, she committed perjury. You know, they were saying, I was reading up on this lie detector thing that she took, and apparently they asked her two questions, but then nothing had to do with Kavanaugh. None of it. I like for her to retake the lie detector test. I like for her to do it right in front of national TV. Have her retake that test.
Well, what got me about that whole thing,
mm-hmm.
Well, they never, never should have agreed. The Republicans on that committee should have never agreed to let that woman ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
They should have never agreed to that. They should have never
mm-hmm.
agreed to that. Because if they agreed to that, okay, we'll agree to it, but she's also got to read to her the Democrat
mm-hmm.
side. Oh, but they were allowed to speak. They were allowed to verbally ask her questions. They were allowed to interrogate.
Mm-hmm.
But no, what they were afraid of, they were afraid that Trey Gowdy was going to get on her ass and that Ted Cruz was going to get on her ass.
Mm-hmm. But Cruz
and
did
then
get on
got
her
the
ass.
Truth.
Yep.
Yeah, but
yep.
he wasn't allowed to question her.
Mm-hmm.
He was not allowed to question her. You see, he had to put his questions in writing and submit them to the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, that was bullshit.
It's a double standard, but it's like, you know, we all know the story is bullshit. We all know it's fabricated. We all know that, you know, the letter that was leaked
to all of them people that want to get in and scream, we believe survivors. Well, let me tell
mm-hmm.
you motherfuckers this. The tribe has spoken. Pack your shit and get the fuck down the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like those women that cornered Flake in the elevator there. You know, they threatened him. They should have actually got arrested right then and there for that. You know?
Well, he got in there and he started bullying them up in that room. And he got the hell out of there. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They started bullying him. And he knew that if he didn't confirm Kavanaugh, that was it. That was
mm-hmm.
it. And then he up and agreed, okay, well, yes, there needs to be more investigation. We need to wait. The Senate needs to wait a week to confirm
mm-hmm.
him. Well, that was something he doesn't have any control over. Mitch McConnell
mm-hmm.
has the control over that. The Speaker of the House
yep.
has control over that. And
mm-hmm.
Chuck Schumer, he's the minority leader. Fuck him. The Speaker of the House calls for the confirmation vote. They're going to vote.
Exactly.
And it has been well known. Everybody I know has made contact with their senators, and they have told them, if Kavanaugh is not confirmed, you can kiss November goodbye.
Yep.
And they don't. And re-election, it will be the end of the GOP.
Yep. And here's the thing, too, is that I was going to word it in a certain way, but I'm going to say it like this. You know, the far left, they're afraid. They're scared to death. What it is, we don't know. What it is, they're afraid of. But they're afraid. And if Kavanaugh got in, maybe it's because it's going to screw up the one world order or their socialism or whatever it is.
Of course.
Maybe that's what they're afraid
of. Course.
Of course.
It's all behind money. It's all money.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Well, here's the thing.
You see?
The rest of America doesn't want any part of that. We've expressed that many, you know, loud and clear. We don't want any part of socialism. We don't want liberalism. You know, it doesn't work. It never has.
You see?
And they're like, oh, it works.
Whatever.
They're saying, oh, look, you know, go ahead, Virgil.
Exactly, Joe. Exactly. When you get people in office, and you got a president that wants to cut all of this bullshit federal funding, okay? The millions of dollars in federal funding for abortions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's political contributions right there,
mm-hmm.
All right? Once you give these people the money, it's their money, they do what they want with it. They kick it back,
mm-hmm.
Okay? These major pharmaceutical companies that are charging Medicaid, Medicare, 10 times, 100 times, sometimes 1,000 times what it costs to produce medications.
Yep.
Not only prescription, but over-the-counter medications.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We're going to renegotiate that bullshit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about cutting federal funding to these programs, this is what these Democrats live off of. They live off
of
this.
That's the kickbacks that they get from it. They're kicking out.
Well, it's done legally now. But when you get a majority of your party that says, no, we're putting on brakes, we're putting the brakes on this bullshit, and you get legislation passed, and you make it harder to get these funds, and you put more restrictions on this free money, that when you go to messing with somebody's pocketbook, they get very angry. They get very angry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at these senators, okay? They make six figures a year. But some of them are multimillionaires. Most of them. Most of these Democrats. Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Dianne Feinstein.
Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters. Chuck Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
You look at John Kerry. You look. These people are multimillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And where's this money coming from? Where is all of this money coming from? That's right. Called in the form of campaign contribution and consulting. See, this is what what people don't understand. You see, I hire Senator Joseph Bernard as a consultant for some bullshit social program that I want. I've got a grant for it now. Okay. So I have to pay under contract, I have to pay Joseph Bernard $250,000 out of that grant money. All right. Very legal. Very legal. And that's what they're trying to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they're trying to stop.
And it's unnecessary money that's being wasted. It's putting America into $1 trillion of debt. You know, that's what's throwing us in debt as well and everything. So, and it's like, you know, but I think it goes deeper than that. What it is, too, you know, they want this one world war so bad.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
They want it.
You know, they want that one world order so bad to control us and everything. And so that's the other part of what they're fearing of, is because now they're not going to get it. So they're going to fight for it with everything they have, like you were saying earlier, you know, and everything. But here's the thing. A lot of Americans are waking up. People around the world are waking up to what's really going on, and everybody's getting sick of it. Even Germany. Germany, England, all those little countries that's under socialism and everything,
well,
they're getting tired of it.
From what this man is saying when he got up and made that lecture about all of this, mm-hmm. is that Trump it's just up in the air right now. It's on the back burner. But Trump mm-hmm. is going to have military. He's going to have military code of justice take over, and mm-hmm. they are going to arrest a whole lot of people.
Yep,
they
I was reading
arrest
that too.
A whole lot of people.
I was reading that too. There's going to be a mass arrest going on. I think that's why they're also afraid of Kavanaugh as well, because they know once if that goes down, he will back
him
up.
I got a feeling after November, if God willing and the creek don't rise, I'm hoping, praying, and optimistic, rubbing chicken bones and rabbit's foots and doing all kind of voodoo mm-hmm. dances and everything for November 6th. But I have a feeling, if the red wave does come, if it does come, you're going to see some people resigning positions, and you're going to see some people leaving the country.
Yep. Exactly, you know, and everything. But, you know, there's so much. We could go – it'll take a lot of airtime and shows to do this, but we could go in deep. You know, I could do some digging.
But November 6th, I'm going to tell you what, Joseph, November 6th, that is going to be a Saturday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, okay, no, that's going to be a Tuesday.
Tuesday, yep.
It's going to be a Tuesday. Okay. We need to make an effort to get this show on broadcast Central Time, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and keep it on mm-hmm. until all the results are in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We'll make an effort and do that. Just for that. And we'll do that. And you know, and we're going to see some voter fraud going on, too. I mean, you know, they're getting.
I wish Russell was on. I wish Russell was on because I would like to know, did Texas get the voter ID law? Does Texas have the voter
ID
law?
Yeah, they did. They did.
Okay.
We're trying to do that here in New Mexico, but the Democrats are fighting the governor on that.
But, okay. Now, there was a report that says record numbers of people in the Cruz and whoever he's running against is running against him in that district. There has been a record number. They broke a record in voter registrations.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got to have an ID to vote, and man, they're watching this stuff very closely.
Most of Texas have already. For what I read not so long ago, I was reading where most of Texas flipped red already. That's been a blue state for over 100 years.
Yes. Well, the district.
You know, I didn't know that.
The one district that just turned red was Democrat for 139 years. They just flipped.
Yep. And I'm here in New Mexico. I'm praying to God that it's true, but I'm here in New Mexico. It's fixing to flip red as well. There's I pray, because we've been a blue state for 35 years, and it's time for a change.
What we
know?
Need to do, we need to post every state that has governor and senatorial elections.
I know for governor, we got Steve Pierce who's running and Grissom that's running. Grissom, we do not want her in. She's crooked. She's another far left deep state, and she's already stated that once she's governor, she's going to turn New Mexico to a sanctuary city and bring all these illegals in over here and stuff. But New Mexico, we just got our FBI report 2 days ago, and New Mexico just got put in the number one category for high robbery rates, crime, and everything else. Number one.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So
we passed
Chicago. You know.
Well, Chicago's a city. Chicago's a city. Mm-hmm. New Mexico's a whole state.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know.
But did we just go vote number one for the highest crime anywhere in the United States? That's sad. That's very sad.
That's sad.
I've told everybody already that I gave him warning. I told him, if Grissom gets governor, my ass is moving out of the state of New Mexico very fast. That's a guarantee. I already know what's coming, you know.
All I can say is that all we can do now is that we can push, we can use the truth, we can use facts to back up our political party, our political ideas, but be ready.
And I
to get retaliated.
And there was a Democrat that was actually running for governor, and I liked his ideas. I mean, he actually spoke more like a conservative than he did a Democrat. And I liked his ideas and what he wanted to bring in to New Mexico, which was to bring in programs for young kids like we were talking about not so long ago, about, you know, starting up programs.
You have to watch those. You have to watch those, because we had one in Louisiana by the name of Buddy Ronk. And he came in, okay, he ran as a Democrat. And while he ran as a Democrat, he wanted to win. Okay, once he got in office, he created havoc. He created havoc. It got so bad in the state of Louisiana, he couldn't even keep the grass cut on the side of the interstates.
Damn, that's pretty sad.
And then he ran for re-election, and that's when George Bush Sr. Got elected, and he flipped to Republican, and all he was trying to do was ride George Bush's coattail back into the governor's mansion. Didn't work.
Yep. So you know, but here in this state, you know, I could tell you, you know, I've lived here for almost all my life off and on, and you know, you all know that my son's going through a lot right now and everything, and I just basically had to kick him out again because he was getting violent and stuff. I had him here with me for a couple weeks and stuff, but programs here for the mentally ill, they don't have any. They don't have the
programs that we need. Well, we don't have any in Louisiana either. We don't have any in Louisiana either. Bobby Jindal shut all that down, which Bobby Jindal was another. He was another showboat. A lot of people say, he ran the entire state of Louisiana on a credit card, and that's why we had a $700 million shortfall in our budget. But now we got all that straight by some miracle. Our legislatures figured out that, you know, you can't spend money that you don't have. You know, they learned that the hard way. And they're Democrats. We have a lot of Democrats, and they learned that the hard way. Well, I guess the people in the walkaway movement, they had to learn the hard way too. You know, you can't spend money that you don't have. And that's exactly what all these Democrats like Mad Max, Sheila mm-hmm. Jackson, Cory
Booker T,
and you know all of them. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they strive on. They come up with this.
That's called
that
right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's a form of socialism, right there.
That is a socialism, right there. The problem with liberal Democrats and socialists, they soon run out of other people's money to spend.
Money, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, but like I was saying earlier, there, you know, I have spent, oh gosh, I spent months looking for a group home for my son to put him in because he does need a lot of care. And I hated to throw him out in the streets like I did, but I had to. It was either my life or my roommate's life because he was getting that bad. And so, but it's like, two, at the same time, he didn't want to help himself and get off the drugs or anything like that. But again, the programs they do have, they're 3-day programs. What good is it, you know, getting off drugs going to do you for 3 days? You know, and stuff like that. It doesn't do no good. You know, because they're going to relapse every time.
It does no good. I mean, you have to. It takes months, even years,
mm-hmm.
to combat opioid
mm-hmm.
addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And some people don't ever get over it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my fear is with my son is that. But at the same time, you know, he does need to be put in a group home for a while till he can, you know. But there is none. And the ones that we did find, they wanted $1,500 a month.
Oh yes,
money I don't have. You know, I'll be honest. I'm already $250,000 in debt. Okay. Believe it or not.
My advice to you is take $1,500. Get $1,500 up and go to a lawyer, file bankruptcy. That's your best bet.
That's what I'm getting ready to do. But here's the other thing is the state in itself, because my son does have the best medical right now. He has Molina, and these people are really good. I mean, I love Molina Medicaid program because they're there. They've been working with me, and I've been working with them, and I got to know a lot of them and stuff. And they're getting ready to go out of business because, you know, it could start in January, and they're no longer going to exist because of all the Medicaid fraud that's going on. And it's breaking them. But, you know, alone, they spent on my son more than $250,000 in the last several years and everything. But these companies like, you know, the PEAKS program, drug rehab programs, they overcharge. That's why these little companies fold under. You know?
Oh, yes. 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 You know, the reason why the Affordable Health Care Act did not work
mm-hmm.
is because they did not first put a cap
mm-hmm.
on what these hospitals and these medical providers can charge.
Mm-hmm.
You see, basically Obamacare just wrote them a blank check.
Mm-hmm.
And they're charging whatever they want to do. They're charging whatever
mm-hmm.
they want. And
mm-hmm.
that's why it does not work, and that's why it needs to be abolished.
Exactly. And that's why
it's going to be a better deal
mm-hmm.
with President Trump's proposing. It's going to be a way better deal for everybody
mm-hmm.
except those who want abortions and sex change
mm-hmm.
operations. And,
mm-hmm.
and boob jobs and all that bullshit.
Yep.
You see?
Yep. You know, and it's like, and it's just wasted taxpayer money, you know. But I feel bad for the Molina because, you know, really, I praise this Molina because it's like I was saying earlier, best insurance company you ever ran across. I was actually going to switch with them because I'm with Sentinel Care right now, which Sentinel Care is going under as well. So I got switched to Presbyterian Care now. But the thing is, with Molina, they have the best staff workers that work with you, counselors. I mean, You have five or six of them working with you. You know, you don't see that with an insurance company.
Well, Joseph, people don't realize insurance companies are not owned by insurance mm-hmm. companies. If you mm-hmm. look into the sister corporations and you mm-hmm. look into the mother corporations of insurance companies, you're going to find that these are owned by banks.
Yep.
By exactly. banks.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. But anyway, you know, but I have to agree, Virgil, what we were talking about earlier on this upcoming election, you know, we'll do a special air show on that and everything, and I'll set it up and everything, and, you know, and it's just, I think we did this about a year or two ago, too, when Obama was running for president and everything and stuff, but, you know, to get the word out there, you know, and everything, that's our main goal, is to wake people up. And
yep.
you know, I had somebody the other
I think this confirmation hearing has done more waking up than anything. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
It has done more waking up.
I've been reading comments from liberal sites and everything. A lot of liberals are walking away too. They're fed up with it. They were like, you know, we don't believe this shit.
Well,
what you're saying?
We use the word liberal to describe these people. You have
mm-hmm.
a lot of liberals out there that do believe in law and order.
Mm-hmm.
They do believe
mm-hmm.
in the Constitution. They do.
Mm-hmm.
What we have a problem with is not liberalism. It's leftists.
Yep.
It's leftist socialists is what
yep.
we have
oh,
the problem
I have,
with.
I have good friends that are liberals, you know, and we debate each other all the time, but it's like, you know, they're not hardcore liberals, like the ones that, you know, like the hard left or anything. Just like you said, they believe in rights to bear arms and the Constitution and
you
stuff,
know?
Too. You know, and in fact, you met one of them, Trish, my friend.
Yes.
You know. Yeah, she's a liberal,
but
she's not a hardcore liberal. But she's a Trump supporter
but,
too. She loves Trump.
Well, you can be hardcore. You can be a hardcore liberal, and you can be peaceful,
mm-hmm.
and you can be socialist, and you can be civil. It's
mm-hmm.
the leftist socialists that are the problem, and where they're
mm-hmm.
getting this from, George Soros.
Yep.
George Soros came from the father. Of socialism,
mm-hmm.
Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is all
hey,
a repeat
and I'm glad you
of the rise of the Nazi Party.
Yep, but I'm glad you brought him up. He's another one that's supporting the destruction of Kavanaugh. He's the one that supplied.
Oh yeah.
That's supplying these accusers. That's paying them off. In fact, for
oh,
the attorney.
Yes.
Okay, most of you all, I know you've read it because I posted it. I actually got a compliment for sharing this post, this one post about Ford's attorney, because they're like, you know, you're the only person that shares confirmation information on this, and I'm glad you did. But Ford's attorney, the female attorney, is friends with the Clintons, has connections with the Clintons.
Well, not only that, she's a corporate lawyer.
And you know
she's
what?
A corporate lawyer. She's a corporate
yep.
lawyer. For the Soros empire, for the Soros
oh, exactly.
business chain.
And guess what? Trump has her under investigation, too. So she's under investigation. So is the other attorney. They're both under investigation, right? In fact, the Bar Association has them both under investigation.
and all that
yeah,
bullshit about the American... And all that bullshit about the American Bar Association pull
mm-hmm.
their support away from Kavanaugh, that's bullshit.
No, that's bullshit.
That's
what
bullshit.
It is, they're supporting Kavanaugh, and they may be revoking Ford's attorney's license after this is all over with, because, like I said just now, they're both under investigation. See the Bar Association. So we'll see what happens, you know. Even Ramirez, you know, Ramirez is supported by Evente, who is under investigation himself for fraud, and everything. In fact, that's
Joe Biden's lapdog.
Yep. Yep. And in fact, he's been told not to even practice law, but he's still doing it. You know, and everything. But the federal judge just shut down one of his law firms that he secretly opened up to funnel his money in and everything. Well, the judge ordered that one shut down, too. So he and I'm surprised he's still practicing law. You know. But give it time. I give it time, Virgil. By the end of the year, that dude, that bastard will be locked up. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be pandemonium. It's the entire month of October. But you ain't gonna wait to have to see Halloween to see the ghouls come out. Let me tell you.
Oh,
you're not gonna have to wait till October 31st.
I checked this out. I was doing some investigation on Lisa Bloom. You know who Lisa Bloom is? She's the other attorney that brings in these false accusers,
right,
and stuff, you know.
Right.
Well, guess who her uncle is? Dianne Feinstein's
Soros.
Husband. No,
oh,
Dianne
yeah.
Feinstein's
okay.
husband.
Feinstein's husband.
Mr. Bloom. Does the name sound familiar?
Yep.
All connected.
Yep.
So, you know.
And I don't see how they can let anyone sit on any committee. I don't care if it's an agriculture committee regulating the price of horse shit for fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
If you employ a Chinese spy for years and years and years.
For 20 years, I believe it was. I know exactly where you're going
years.
With. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're that stupid, if you can't check into people's background, that, you know, I mean, that right there, that should knock Feinstein out of anything.
That shot my hide when I heard about that, too, you know, and I was reading and digging. I'm like, oh, my God, how blind is she? She was saying that this letter didn't leak out of her. I bet you she's the one that leaked the letter.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I bet you $100 that she's the one that leaked the letter.
Well, I'll tell you probably how she done it. There was probably some CNN reporter in there talking to her, and she just had the letter sitting on her desk and said, and tapped on it and said, I have to step outside for a little while. Well, takes his cell phone, takes pictures of the letters and all of this here, puts them back beneath on her desk like they wouldn't touch, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm back.
Either that or it came from Maxine Waters because they were tracking her ISP from Feinstein's office to her office.
How they did it is unknown. Who did it is well known.
Yep, it's under investigation by the FBI as well, you know, so it'll come out in the open and everything. So just hold on tight because, like everybody says, stick with the plan, you know, because Trump. But he was just waiting for that moment, and they again, the Democrats took the bait, wanting to do this investigation. Well, he agreed to it, and he called for the investigation.
And Booker T's in hot water, too, for releasing all those letters he wasn't supposed to release.
Yep.
See, he's liable to get the boot out of the Senate for that.
Yep, or jail time. But I think he did perjure himself, from what I'm understanding, you know, too as well. So we'll see what happens with all that. But we do got to go on a short break. It's that time, so we'll be back here in about 10 minutes and everything. Or actually, we'll give it 15 minutes and everything. But for you listeners out there, you'd like to call in. The number is 917-889-3890, and we'll be back very shortly. Virgil will be back in a little bit.
And if you're listening tonight, booger.
I'll text her here in a bit. I'll see if she's going to come on.
Yeah.
Space cowboy, yeah. Some call call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talking about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my love and I'm the run.
Try to break my balls. Thank you. baby, baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's gonna put all of her fears into you. Mama's gonna keep you right here under her wing. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm.
Hello, everybody. Joseph, are we back on? Are we back on, Mr. Joseph?
Had myself on mute and didn't realize it.
So anyway,
I was sitting here talking up the storm, and I was like, "Am I going through or not?" But anyway, like I said, either Johnny Dempsey or our audio man out there that's listening in, if you guys like to call in, there was 917-889-3890. And again, I want to wish Russell Hootie, you know, some prayers on him right now. He's very much down on his back and stuff. So he texted me earlier and said he's very much in pain. I told him he needed to quit lifting those midget strippers, man, you know.
Well, this is worth, you know, we're talking about all these investigations, okay? Now, here we have my fellow co-hosts, Russell Hood. He's down on his back. Then we have the high priestess of the wolf pack. She's got back problems. So I think this is worth investigating. I think this is worth investigating here. I think we have some kind of collusion going on, you know, between those two.
Right.
You know, I was looking today, and it's got me thinking. I was looking today, and remember a picture Ann posted about a long time ago when she was at the beach, and she's got her little swimsuit on and everything, and that pose?
Yep.
You know what today I realized? I realize that Hurricane Ann is the model for the naked lady mud flap. If you look at that pose and you look at the naked lady mud flap, there is a lot of resemblance in that. There's a lot
what
of resemblance
to
in
be,
that. So we're gonna have to do some investigations on this.
Well, she was a model a long time ago for a TV commercial back years ago, so I can't remember which one it was, but she talked about it a lot and stuff, but, you know, but I got
well,
to hand
I
it
do
to
have
her.
People, I do have people working on obtaining photos of her when she was on spring break in college airing in wet T-shirt contests. I do have people working on that. So...
You know, thankfully, Virgil, you're out of grenade range.
She knows I'm a rider ass. She knows I'm a rider ass till she gets back on the show. I'm a rider ass.
And I did miss hearing from Beverly, our friend up in Australia. I know she's going through a lot right now. She blew her engine in her car down there, so she's without a vehicle right now and everything.
Oh, my
but
God.
I wish her well and everything. So, but anyway, what I was saying earlier before I realized I was on mute was, you know, earlier today I was seeing the socialist flag they were showing. It had 17 stars and it had the Statue of Liberty on it. And it had red and white stripes, and that was about it. Did you see it?
I didn't see that.
That's their socialist flag to take over the United States flag. So tell me what's wrong with that. Oh, speaking of Beverly, hold on a second.
Is Beverly here?
I think she heard me.
G'day,
Beverly. Oh, we're going to
hear
from
Beverly out there, Beverly.
Yeah, we've been talking about you, love.
My ears must have been burning.
Good, not much. We're getting geared up for our elections over here. You know, we're hearing a lot about Kavanaugh and all the BS that's going down, investigations going on and stuff, and everything. Also, I was reading your post. I heard where you blew your engine in your car.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the mechanic to give me a ring to see what the damage is.
Wow.
The engine turns over. That's not the engine. It has to do with the gearbox.
Have them put in one of them Mad Max Last of the V8s, mate.
The V8?
Yeah, put in the Last of the V8s. Like on Mad Max.
Nah, it chews too much juice. Our petrol's a hell of a lot more expensive than what yours is.
Right. So
you need to come to America. You need to move to America. You need to move to America,
no.
Bentley, where we can get you in one of those big dual 1-ton diesel pickup trucks.
Yep. I can see Ben driving one
of
those.
Yeah, well, we're paying $1.60 a liter, and there's 3.8 liters in a gallon. So we're paying about $6 for a gallon.
Wow, $6 a gallon. $6 a gallon for petrol.
Yep.
Wow,
yep.
I thought we were paying high prices. We're paying only $2 a gallon up here.
Yeah,
sure. No. Yes, for you. I'm paying right around $3.23 a gallon for diesel. So in some places.
So I know diesel
over
here.
Yeah, and said, I'll pay all the gas. And I said, mate, I said, it's not cheap like in America. I said, no way. I said, I think we'll have to take it to Canada filling up the tank.
Well, just hook you up a team of kangaroo. Just hook you up a team of kangaroos, Beverly, and pull that bitch around.
Yeah.
Right.
I've only just had senior tires and a wheel alignment and $550 worth of work done on it. And now this.
Oh, just tie your Muslim on the front of it. And then put your piece of bacon on a whip and then pop it in front of it. I guarantee you, you'll get 90 miles an hour, that little son of a bitch.
Yep.
I'm just glad it didn't happen with Hurricane and the daughter in with me and out in the middle of nowhere.
Hurricane
will push. Hurricane would have pushed it. Hurricane would have pushed. She'd have pushed you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going on here in the woods?
At least I've got a month to get it rectified and on the road for when she gets here.
What kind of car is it? What kind of car? What brand car is it?
Hyundai Santa Fe.
A what?
Hyundai Santa Fe.
I can't understand her, Joseph. What is she saying?
What are you saying, Bev?
It's a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Ah, okay. It's one of them English cars.
No, Korean. I think Hyundai.
Sound like you said it's a Hyundai, you say it was?
No, it's a Hyundai.
Hyundai. Yeah, we can't get those in the United States. The EPA won't let them in.
Yeah?
No.
It's fair age, but I'm glad it all happened.
I mean, for Australia, I thought all y'all drove Range Rovers down there.
Nah, mate. We don't even manufacture cars in our country anymore.
I know y'all used to drive American Motors. I know y'all used to drive the AMCs. Because Mad Max in the movie, that's all they had was AMC Javelins in there.
Yeah, well, the most popular car was the Holden, which was an Australian manufactured vehicle.
That was a very popular car, the American Motors Javelin in Australia. That was a very popular car at one time.
The cars looked like
a Mustang, but they were AMC, American Motors Javelin. They call them a Javelin.
Oh, yeah.
Two-door sports cars.
Yeah. You know, my car's a four-wheel drive, so,
For Australia, you know, y'all need to watch them muzzies out in the desert. You need to get you a Toyota. You know, you need to get you a Toyota. I mean, if that thing will carry a 30-millimeter anti-aircraft gun in the back of it, that's a tough little son of a bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know. that's the kind of cars that move.
Politically is happening here, Joseph.
Say what now?
There's not much politically going on here at the moment.
Oh yeah, we over here we're getting ready for elections and stuff. But we need Virgil was talking about that. Go ahead.
The way things are going, if shit hits the fan and hurricanes out here, she mightn't come back to America for a while.
Yep. So, but anyway, so what's going on
Anyway, President Trump is supposed to be making a trip to Australia pretty soon.
No, he canceled.
He canceled.
Mike Pence is coming here on the 19th of November. He'll be here.
Okay.
Because we were going to travel back from Canberra, our national capital, which is about 4 hours out of Sydney. We were going to travel from Canberra back to Sydney just to go and see Trumpy.
Oh, okay.
But then we were spewing when he decided that he'd cancel.
Well, Beverly, we having some big trouble over here in the United States. We having big trouble over here.
What a load of bullshit with that governor. That's bullshit, isn't it? Poor man. The poor man and his family.
He'll get a confirmation.
They caused $11,000 damage at his home, and now they're going to his church. His family can't even go to church. They're harassing him at his church.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. The poor family. So when do you reckon all this bullshit's going to be finalized with it?
When the bullets start flying.
Yeah?
When the bullets start flying.
So when shit hits the fan, in other words.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's about what it's going to take.
Yeah,
that's about
that's
what we're going to take.
I hope Hurricane can't get out of there.
You know, they're like Beverly. They're like a bunch of little spoiled brat kids. They want to test you and test you and test you and test you. Then when you pull your belt off and you go to tearing their ass up, they want to go to hollering, oh, we're sorry, please stop. Well, it ain't going to be that way. It ain't going to be that sweet.
Well, they're fucking with the wrong people, aren't they, with the Patriots?
Well, it won't be too long and they'll call the military out. I see that
The problem is they're going to have to call the military out to pull us off their ass is what they're going to do.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, gee, that's not good.
No. So, what's going on in your neck of the woods with news? I mean, has much changed or is it still about the same there or...
Oh, we're trying to get the new Prime Minister Scott Morrison to drop the Paris Agreement because it fines us up, and then we have to provide billions to the island nations of Australia because they reckon they're gonna, with climate change, they reckon it's going to flood their country. So we have to provide billions of dollars that he's refusing to get us out of the Paris Agreement.
Wow.
Why is even Australia in the Paris Agreement? I mean, y'all are not what is to be considered a major polluter or major expeller of greenhouse gases. I mean, y'all do smoke some funky cigars, but I don't think that's really causing the polar ice caps to melt.
Virgil, it's a crock of shit. It's an absolute crock of shit, Paris Agreement. And then they've decided that they're going to give $400 million to the Great Barrier Reef to try and rescue it. Meanwhile, our farmers are in the middle of a drought, and the government's giving them fuck all. And now Indonesia's got that that hurricane and tsunami. There goes more money from Australia. You realize that we live next door to the biggest Muslim country in the world, yet they hold their hands out, and all that money that we give them goes straight into building an arsenal that'll be used against us.
Wow.
That's a shame. That's terrible.
It is. Yeah. I didn't even know that. That's a shame.
I thought the biggest problem, you know, with the barrier reefs down in Australia was them big ass goddamn jellyfish y'all got that'll knock you for a flip when they sting your ass.
Oh, like the ones that killed Steve Earl. Yeah, the stingrays.
And Lord, you talk about sharks, Joseph, I'm gonna tell you what. You talk about sharks.
My uncle told me stories about that down there.
I mean, they got sharks down there big as a fucking bass boat.
My uncle will tell me stories about all that down there, about the sharks and everything.
They're in New Zealand. New Zealand, I tell you what, New Zealand, I've seen more sharks than I ever cared to in my lifetime. I didn't even want to spit in the water.
No fears getting attacked by a shark here, mate. I'm 6 hours off the coast.
But
But Bev, you know, sorry that President Trump canceled on you. I mean, I know you probably had your heart set on seeing the old boy. But he'll make it down there one day.
Yeah,
would have
been good to have seen him.
They'll make plans to go down there.
We were
going to
have
a
welcome to Australia rally for him.
Yep. Well, what we might contract Australia. You know, I mean, the whole country was started off by being a prison camp for outcasts, you know, for criminals from England and wherever, from English, you know, English territories. So what we might do is we might contract y'all to build one big old prison, and then we're going to send a bunch of Democrats down there for y'all, and y'all can keep them on ice for us for about the next 30 years.
We don't want those fuckwits here. We got enough lefty fuckwits as it is.
Hey, well, the Aborigines got a target practice, too. I mean, they got to practice with them spears, too. I mean, you know, that's how you hold a parole for them. You set two Democrats on the track, and you tell them to take off running. And whichever one doesn't get hit with the Aborigine spears, arrows, or boomerangs, they make parole.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guarantee you not one of them would even pass. Yeah. But anyway, you know, but yeah, I feel bad for the Australians out there. They have more worse than we did, you know.
As far as what goes?
Well, it's like with the Muslim infestation you got going on down there and you know, with the socialism.
I hate to think about it. I tell you, I'd be in prison right now if I lived down there. You know, I don't know how y'all do it, Beverly. I don't know how y'all do it.
Yeah. With their guns. Especially.
That's what
give us their fucking guns back.
That's what, well, we're fighting that over here. They're wanting to take our guns away, but it ain't happening. You know, because we know.
But you guys have got the Second Amendment.
Update.
We haven't.
Update, Joseph. Remember I was telling you about how the ATF was stopped all the companies from producing the 50 caliber uppers that went on the AR-15s? Okay, I found out that they are trying to get these things registered as a firearm because of the large caliber.
Mm-hmm.
Because, just like you saying, they assassination threats and everything, several of these groups have been caught with their hands on these weapons, these 50 caliber bolt action rifles. I forgot to mention that earlier.
And that's, you know, Yeah, and, you know, I was noticing some of it. Go ahead.
I haven't got guns, but me mate has. He's the one that's going to take us shooting. Ruse. We're going to go ruse shooting.
See, y'all can't have semi-automatic rifles down there no more, huh?
No, they
y'all
have
to
them after the...
Either bolt-action or pump-action rifles, right?
Yeah, no semi-automatics.
Wow.
Not even a shotgun.
Yeah, you can have shotguns. I'm not up on these guns. The only gun I ever used was a slug gun shooting pigeons when I was a kid, an air rifle.
Well, Beverly, I hate to tell you this, but that's one reason why y'all lost your gun. You know, y'all wasn't paying attention to what was going on.
Yeah. Yep. And that was all a crock of shit, Port Arthur massacre. One guy couldn't have done the damage that he did. They're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the catalyst to take our guns.
I watch videos of them destroying those guns that they confiscated in Australia. And I tell you what, you know, it's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
They destroyed some beautiful, beautiful firearms. They destroyed some antique ones, too. I mean, World War II M1 Garands. They were just putting them under the chop saw. Oh, it just broke my heart.
I could imagine there's still some in the underground. Your underground people probably still have. They're just not dumb enough to present it out there yet, you know, and everything. They're just waiting for the
right
time. You know?
There'd be a lot of guns hidden, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so, wow.
That's for sure.
And they say, and that's what we fight against here every day, just about with these damn Democrats and socialists, because they want to take our gun rights away from us, and that's, you know, and that's not going to happen, and everything, because American
Joseph, I think the people will realize. I said people will realize. Okay, once you disarm the masses. When you disarm the masses and you take their only defense away, then you can run over them. You can control them. You can hurt them wherever you want to.
Exactly.
That is what keeps us free. That is what keeps the government in check. People do not believe that. They say, well, the military's got this. The military's got that. Let me tell you something. You are not going to have Jimmy Smith, who is in the U.S. Army, go to his own hometown and disarm and kill his neighbors, friends, and relatives. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have that. You're going to have to bring in a foreign entity to do that.
Yep.
And namely,
what's
the foreign entity? The United Nations. And the way you do that, you get the United Nations. Once you've got a one world government, a one world new order, and all new world order and all of this, the United Nations troops fall right in. They come from all over the world.
And the United Nations knows better because we gave them a warning. They step in the United States and pull that shit, you know, they'll be going out in body bags. So that's why they haven't tried it yet. You know?
And I can tell you what, before Trump leaves office on his second term, I guarantee you, I'm going to call this shot. I guarantee you, we're going to be out of the United Nations, and the United Nations is going to be out of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I wish our government would get out of the UN.
So,
oh, shit.
But it, oh, yeah, you know, I agree with that 100%, Virgil, because, you know, we've been calling for it for years and years to get out of the UN and get them out of the United States and everything. That's why
it was
Trump's
the worst.
Their friends,
it was the worst mistake. It was the worst mistake this country ever made to get
mm-hmm.
involved with that monstrosity.
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst mistake we ever got involved. It was a mistake since 1946.
Yep.
And it's a bigger mistake now.
Another yeah. bigger, most biggest
threat. You guys are getting out of it, aren't you?
Yep. So, you know, but we'll succeed from the UN. I agree with Virgil on that one. And everything, because, you
yeah.
know, that's why Trump's cutting our funding off and support off. And little by little, he's cutting our heads off, you know.
Well, they do nothing.
So.
They do nothing. Nothing.
No.
Okay, there's conflict in the world somewhere. What do? They send in UN peacekeeping troops. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And what do they accomplish? What do?
Not a damn thing.
They can't shoot at either side. They're just like a referee at a football game. You know? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they don't even have the power of a referee at a football game. I mean, it's just, it's useless. They're just useless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you got to have this big building, spend all this money for other countries to talk to each other. Let me give you a hint. There's this thing came out called a fucking telephone. Use it.
Yep. Telephones
that
and video calls.
The only thing they're good for is flooding countries.
Telephone,
with
emails, Facebook, Twitter. That's how everybody communicates
yep.
now.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, exactly, you know. But anyway,
just don't send the email to Hillary because they'll get destroyed.
Destroyed or lost, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's getting that time to close the show and everything, and we got about I was gonna close it early, but we got a little bit of time left and everything.
And Joe,
go ahead, Virgil.
I want everybody to think about this. You know, they found this crazy bitch, this, that, and the other on Kavanaugh, but they
mm-hmm.
can't find those 33,000 emails. Can you fucking
right.
believe that?
And I can't find out who the shooters in Las Vegas either. You know,
crazy world we live in.
So, but like I was telling my friend the other day, I don't trust the FBI, but, you know, either. So, you know,
no.
So, you can't trust.
So you don't reckon Kavanaugh will get in?
Oh, he'll get in. He'll get confirmed after all this. In fact, saying Tuesday, they were saying that by Tuesday his investigation will be over with.
Yeah. Hope so.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know.
I'm looking at him to get confirmed Wednesday, late Wednesday,
yep.
or early Thursday. I'm looking for him to get confirmation.
And the Democrats are still going to throw a fit.
and boy, once he gets it, they're fucked.
Yep.
They're fucked.
Yeah, Hillary will be going away.
And he's not going to forget about it very easy either, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, people are saying that the man's reputation has been destroyed. The man, you know, this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what. This reinforced his reputation. This added extra armor plating onto his reputation. And I'm kind of
mm-hmm.
glad this happened to him because he got baptized under fire. He got
mm-hmm.
exposed to the real, he got exposed to the real establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to help him in the long run with these sensitive cases and making rulings, because he's been done so wrong by all of these people, He can't see nothing but right now. He cannot see nothing but the right in a situation.
Yep.
And I think this was kind of a blessing in disguise for us. Because the man now, his eyes are really open. And he's going to look at
everything
the leftists, anything and everything that these leftists try to bring into the Supreme Court, oh, he's going to put it under a microscope from now on. They just don't know how bad they fucked up. You know, this is one of those cases where they need to make one of those videos. It was right then and there. Feinstein knew. She fucked up. You know?
Yep. So anyway, well, it's that time, and I was going to close it shortly, but we kind of went on with it. And Erica will be back tomorrow night, same time, same channel, same place. And I am working on some special guests to come on the show this week, so I'm going to try to get Jeanette Finnegan on the show. And I'm also getting a friend of mine, Kai, who's going to come on the show, who did the movement up in Hollywood not so long ago that I mentioned. And we're going to get a few others on the show, so stay tuned with that and everything. I've also been practicing with the live video feed, and everybody's wanting me to do the live video feed at the same time I do the radio show.
You're too ugly for that, Joseph. You're too ugly for that. You're too ugly.
Right. That's why I don't like doing videos, because I don't look good enough, you know. But anyway, but I'd like to thank everybody for your all support on our show, and thank all of our patriots out there that supports us and stuff. So, you know, it's not just our show. It's your show, too, just like I tell everybody, you know. You come on here and voice your opinion. We don't care who you are. You know, you want to come on a show and rant, come on here and rant, you know. And
that's right.
So we're not politically correct. We don't believe in the liberal laws and all this socialism, all this other stuff that's, you know, and everything. And so we're, you know, we believe in free speech over here. So, but anyway, you know, we've had people, we've even had liberals call in, we've had all kinds of people call in, you know, so we're not biased, we're not, you know, we're not going to downgrade you or anything like that. We respect your opinions and stuff, so.
Yeah.
But, hey, we could save one person and change them over and bring them over here on the other side with us. We did our job, and we've done that, you know.
Is that what you call red pilling?
Say what?
Is that what you call red pilling?
Yep.
Yes.
But you know, we've made a lot of progress out there, you know, with the world and everything.
Yes, indeed.
And everything. So we're still going to make progress. You know, we're not ever going to give up. We're not going to stay quiet. And you know, and we've had the feds try to shut down the radio show. We've had them, you know, mess with me and stuff like that, and you know, and so you know, but we still go on, you know. So, but anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So join us, and for all you listeners, you call in. You know, we love hearing from you.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It is tomorrow
so,
in Australia,
and hopefully we can get Ann and Russell to quit that colluding and call in, and you know. Stop acting like a bunch of drunk teenagers at a party, you know, farting on each other and stuff like that, you know, writing in the yearbooks and all of this.
I've been telling Russell he needs to quit lifting up those little midget strippers out there, man.
I'm
that's
telling
what's
you, man.
Back
them,
out.
I'm telling you, them little heifers, they can climb a pole like a monkey, but them little heifers get heavy after a while.
Right. So anyway, we love Russell. We love you, Russell. We love Ann and you know, and everybody that. But you know, again, join us tomorrow night. We'll be back and everything. So we'll go ahead and sign off. Y'all be good. Be safe till tomorrow. And let's hope for the best. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Good
night,
Joseph.
Love
good
you, Beverly.
Good night, Miss Beverly.
Night.
We love you.
Take it easy. Yeah, love you, sir.